is a let's lay it on the line as we do before the start of every season in Philadelphia sports, and we make our predictions. We got to King Howard Eskin earlier with his 2023 Phillies prediction, which he said 88 wins. He said the Braves win the division and the Phillies finish in second place. So each of us will go on the record with, and it's too bad we, James, I forgot to get Ruben's prediction earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can text him. See,
okay.
Text Ruben and let's try to get Ruben on the record on this front. John, let's start with you. We're looking for wins. We're looking for who wins the division, and we're looking for what place the Phillies finish in. By the way, I want everyone, if you can, please write your answer down so there's no alterations after the first person is gone. I have my answers written down. All right, Mr. Richie, you get first crack at it. What do you got?
I have the Philadelphia Phillies. And I tried to be analytical and mathematical about this. I went back and looked at their record last year with and without
our manager.
Yeah. My gosh. Yeah. It was a 70-win pace with Joe Girardi. It was a 95-win pace with Topper.
Which, by the way, while incredible, still would have put the Phillies in third place.
I understand.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I understand.
But anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to go 95
That's
wins.
A solid number, man.
The Phillies win the NL East.
Wow.
And I am bolstered by Carl Ravitch's approval on this front. I was wavering.
Yeah, you were thinking Braves earlier, I know. So Carl Ravitch convinced
you. Carl Ravitch brought me around.
Okay.
I do believe, it will be trying at times as we try to adjust to life without Bryce and move some things around, but I love what this team's about to do. I love the camaraderie. I love the belief. That matters the most right now, and it's something we have not had.
Yeah, well, none of us have had it in them and perhaps them in themselves. Rhea, your wins, the division winner, in what place?
You're not going to believe this, and just to prove it, I showed it to James as John was talking. 95 wins, first place, Trey Turner, MVP.
Wow.
We're twinning.
Yes, we're twinning.
All right, there it is.
Right.
Seltzer, what do you got?
Yeah, I made my prediction on High Hopes last night, so I will stick with it. 94 wins,
Whoa. Second
place in the division, but the Phillies are winning the World Series this year. I actually, I in my soul, believe the Phillies are going to win the World Series this year.
Okay. So just though to clarify. Not
I know
that
we
it,
weren't asking
not
for
that it.
Not that
it matters.
We weren't asking for
we
it, but I went over the top.
All right, now that we know they're going to win the World Series, but I'm curious, is it the Braves or the Mets in the division?
The Braves.
All right, Mr. Ben Davis, the one guy here who played pro baseball. Ben, what do you got?
I got 89 wins.
Oh.
Wow.
And I have them winning the division.
Wow, down here.
All right, explain that. I'm confused.
I don't think we're paying enough attention to this change in schedule.
The schedule balance is crazy. They're going from, 76 games against divisions to 52?
Yeah, so going from 19 games to 13 games, and there's a lot of I just think that it's just not going to be. I think they're going to beat up on each other within the division in those 13 games, and I think that's why the number's going to be lower.
So here's what I'm confused by. They play the great teams in the division less. They also play the bad teams in the division less. I mean, wouldn't that bolster the number? I mean, knowing that two of your teams you're going against are hellacious?
Well,
like, shouldn't the number go up, not down?
Let's face it. The Phillies made the playoffs last year because they faced the Nationals so many times.
Yeah, that helped.
Well, you know what I mean? That and the third wild card. I mean, really.
But I'm telling you right now, the Marlins are not a team to sleep on. They're just not. Their starting rotation is excellent. And they
do.
They got Segura. They got Luis Arraez, who was the American League batting champion last year. They're not a team to sleep on. I'm telling you, I just don't think that number is going to be as high as you might think.
My prediction for the Phillies is 93 wins, that the Braves win the division, and the Phillies finish in second place. I see a drop-off for the Mets, both because of how their season ended last year and because of the loss of Diaz. Look, if the Phillies win 93 games, they'll obviously make the playoffs. To make the playoffs, probably got to get to about 86, maybe 85, maybe 87, maybe 88. Depends on how it shakes out. By the way, James, quick question for you here, because I'm curious. You and Ben would know this probably better than the rest of us. How many teams this year in the National League are trying to make the playoffs? So let me just frame it this way. Last year, it was the six teams that made it, plus the Brewers and the Giants. They really were the only eight teams that either had a payroll or talent where their fan base could feel like they had a shot, and they certainly did have a shot. Is it the same eight teams this year, or or not?
Yeah, I would even throw the Giants in there last year, even though they faded off. They were a team that
was trying. They definitely tried.
So I would throw the Giants in there. That's pretty much it. There are a couple teams that have some young players who could surprise, like the Diamondbacks have the top prospect of baseball coming up, rookie year favorite, Corbin Carroll. They've got some nice young players. They could maybe win 80-something games and surprise. But in terms of teams that are really going for it, fully going for it, it's the same teams as last
year. Yeah. I mean, Ben, I'll say this, and these guys know how I feel. I'll just say it to you and everyone listening. I got to get on record one last time. I hate the third wild card. It bums me out that there's six spots for eight teams. I think it's too much of a safety net.
Yeah.
Too much. Like, I think there would be greater intrigue in the approach to the season and how to utilize the guys and all that if you felt like there was only four teams. And then the games would, let's be real, they would matter more. Stakes would be higher all regular season.
Yeah, I would like to agree with you, but look what it gave. Look what that third wild card gave us last year.
I know.
Can you still be against it?
Haven't seen in forever.
Well, just you guys talk to me when the Phils win the division and they get clipped in like three games.
Why is that your assumption?
Because
why
it's going to happen
that,
some year.
That we get the short end of the stick.
Because I saw it in 2010 and 2011 when the Phillies had the best record in the National League and they got beat in a short series by inferior teams. So it will happen.
Baseball.
Yeah. Well, it's what baseball's become. Right? I mean, come on. I mean, listen – James, you referenced earlier that the Los Angeles Dodgers last year won
111. I mean, yeah. Baseball playoffs are chaos.
They are. It is part of why they're fun. Yeah. I agree with you. I just wish there was four teams.
The more the merrier.
Well, what do you want, 25? You want 25 teams?
I appreciate the fact that we were in the playoffs last year, and we made it to the World Series because of this rule.
Let the Pirates.
And teams got to care into September instead of their season being over in August. The way you want to do it, most teams' season be over in August the way you want to do it.
Be the arbitrator here, or just the ruler.
I'm in total favor of it.
Six teams you think is the right number?
Yeah, I do. I'm in favor of the third wild card.
Boom.
I